Morning, 194 on the Playhouse in the Morning. So you need to de-stress. You got to calm down. What do you do? Now, binging a show, listening to music, those hit the top spots in a recent survey. What do you do? 237, it's text 35270. You got to de-stress. You got to calm down. What do you do, Amy Kay?
Well, usually I take naps, and I feel like that is not a good thing to do because you're not doing anything about your issues. I just have to wake up and then deal with them later. But most recently, darts. And I think it gets my anger out.
Oh, so are you an aggressive throw? Like, are you one of those who have to, like, hold the board and then pull the dart out because it's in there
yes.
so hard? You are.
We even have short tips because I throw harder, and that's what someone said, get short tips. And so, but I think it helps.
Okay.
I mean, it's violence. It doesn't sound like the most healthy thing, but there are a lot of people that just like to break stuff and destroy things, too, mm-hmm. so.
And then I'm not napping, but then that throws my whole schedule off.
And then you're stressed out because you didn't get anything done and you slept.
And so then I have to start throwing more darts.
So then it's either napping or darts.
Yeah.
Wasting time. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds healthy.
Just don't throw darts while you're napping. That would be...
Oh, geez.
Not good. Here's a song you didn't know, by the way.
It reminds me of... What's the Ben Stiller where he's the model? Why can't I think of it?
Zoolander. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great classic movie.
This is in that movie, isn't
it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. You got to de-stress. You got to calm down. What do you do, Joel D?
I'm a fan lover, kind of like Steven, Amy Kay's fiance. I have an industrial fan. So like what I do is when I get home, well, I usually leave it running for the dog so he has background noise too. But I have this industrial fan. It's just huge. And I'll bring it everywhere. I'm sure my neighbors, because I don't have curtains up. And since I live downtown, I'm sure they see me and they're like, this weird guy just carries this fan from wherever he's at. Like if I'm in the living room, it's there. Sometimes even if I'm going to the bathroom, number two, I turn it on me from the living room. So it blows into me.
So you just want
the fan, the noise, and then I want the breeze on
Yeah.
me. But my general way to relax is I either like sit down on the couch or the chair or lay down in bed and I just put the fan on me. And then I just, if I'm doing Facebook or social media or watching TV, I just always have to have the fan and the breeze on me and it just relaxes me.
I am pretty much right here in the stereotype of what they found there. Like, I think there's nothing more relaxing than like you sit down on the couch and you get that uninterrupted TV time, which we are so busy between like stuff for the radio station and the kids' schedules. At best, maybe I get like a football game or two on Sunday. So Sunday's just like, blah. So like football Sunday is probably, that's relax.
Yeah. And you like take naps and you wake up and you're like, when did they score 30 points?
It seems like it would stress you out more watching football. Getting angry.
You know, this season it's been okay. I've never really been very confident until the very end that we're winning, but it's been okay.
Yeah, it's been
Go
interesting.
Vikings. And how about that trade yesterday?
I know. They needed a tight end for the longest time, so you got a good one.
To the guy I always accidentally call Hackensack.
What is he doing?
They got the Lions tight end. The Vikings did.
His last name is not
Hackensack.
He was pretty upset about that.
Did he shoot you a text right away?
No, he stormed down. I was like, I want to talk about TJ Hackensack. And I was I knew the name, but I was like, eh? And then he had Hackensack. You called him Hackensack. Oh, yeah, Hackensack.
Yeah, you got Hackensack. No, that's going to help out with Jefferson. Not to make it fantasy football related right now, but that's going to help out the Vikings. I'm curious to see.
What's the game where the little beanbag thing?
Hacky sack.
I love TJ Hackensack.
Hacky sack, like that's what they need to make the thing. Like hand out
about it, little purple ones.
Would you go to a football game if they handed out hacky sacks?
Why?
Hacky sack day instead of bobblehead day or something, or towel day, like hacky sacks? That'd be epic.
I think it could be dangerous and people would throw them.
Well, I mean,
I guess they could throw anything.
It's a beanbag.
Yeah, it's a beanbag. Yeah.
Yeah, right. You got to calm down. What do you do?
Well, it's a harmless and fun, and what I've been doing is baking lots of pies. And my husband's happy, my kids are happy with that. So, you know, every couple of days a new pie.
You're stressed out, you're like, okay, I'm cracking out them pies.
Yeah, so that's really helping.
Can you imagine if you knew that's something your significant other did, and you got home from work or whatever, and you walked in, and there's just like tons of pies. You'd be like, oh God, what am I walking into? What happened here today?
Yeah, because usually that would be like a good thing, like, oh, there's a pie. But then there's like 30 pies. You're like, oh gosh, what happened, and what am I going to get in trouble for today?
Somebody die.
Yeah.
Did you? What did I do? Are we seeing some things people do to de-stress?
Yeah, somebody said, usually I'll cuddle and watch a movie with my dog. Someone else said, I take time to meditate every day, and it's been a massive improvement in my overall mental health. And another person said, I like puzzles.
What is that thing you do when you want to de-stress, you want to calm down? 237-INCY, give us a text, 35270. Let's play House Sweat 94, the number one hit music station. What is that thing you do when you need to de-stress, calm down, relax a little bit? We're seeing quite a few.
Yeah, somebody said, usually I just like to go to the gym when I need to de-stress. Someone else said, I like to take walks. And another person said baths, which I like to take baths, and I'll sit in there forever.
Yeah, baths are always a good thing. But the only bad part is if you don't have like an actual comfy bathtub. You end up with a neck cramp. You end up coming out less relaxed than you were at the time. That's me, at least.
Because I sound like Steven.
Bent out of shape.
If it was like an actual like jacuzzi bathtub, you know, like has like the neck spot and you got some handles or whatever the case may be. But if you're just sitting in like a normal bathtub, how is that comfortable?
Listen, when we first started dating, I would get him to take baths with me and we would have a glass of wine. And now anytime I ask, I'm already cramping. I'm just going to cramp more.
He catfished you.
Yeah.
What I think looks super nice, but I don't really know. I guess it'd be in like a garage or something. Have you seen all these like weird inflatable like hot tubby things that people are buying now? And it seems like, on one hand, it seems like kind of college to me. On the other hand, it seems super awesome. Like, I really want one because I would sit in that all the time.
I see it all the time too. And I'm always like, but what happens if that thing leaks? And some of these people have it like in their living room. Like, what if your dog just decided that was the day they wanted to see you, jumped on, popped
everywhere,
just water?
That would be so crazy. I think we could maybe pull the garage is the best I could do. But then like one of us has to park outside then. You know it's going to be me. I don't want to park outside all winter to have a hot tub.
Yeah. I don't know. It might be worth it though. Like, you know, for like 1 week, just do it like once a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? That once a month, do it for a full week.
You got to relax. You got to calm down. What do you do?
Okay. This is strange enough, but shaving, you know, every other day, actually, something that's been oddly comforting over the last couple of weeks. I never realized how much normalcy that would bring me. It's the strangest feeling now when I go into the bathroom with a razor and my shaving gel. Just like, okay, this is going to be... like my meditation time now.
It brings you joy to shave? I mean, I guess if you just feel like fresh and you do some of that like bodily maintenance stuff, that maybe makes you feel good. I kind of understand it in that respect.
Yeah, otherwise it just brings me stress because I literally look at my sink right now and I'm like, meh, I'm going to shave my beard and my head here in the next couple of days. I'm not going to clean that all up because then I'm just cleaning it up to clean it up.
It seems like it's more work, like shaving. I wouldn't want to do that if I was stressed.
Yeah, you're just giving yourself a chore, basically. Doesn't sound pleasant. Any other ones you want to grab? The de-stressors, the de-calmers, or calmers?
Yeah. Someone said, I'll make myself a giant mug of peppermint tea. Another person said, drive around aimlessly. Kind of keeps your mind occupied. Someone else said, video games, a good way to ignore stress. And someone else said, I like to Google restaurants and bars in other towns and look at their menus and see what I would get if I was there. It relaxes me and also helps me kill boredom sometimes.
All right. So for the sake of the celebrity sizzler kind of tease here, I need you to do something for me. Amy, who is this Y94 artist?
Adele.
Okay. Do you agree that's Adele?
Adele.
Okay, this whole time we've been saying Adele's name wrong.
Ah, she didn't say anything. Correct us?
She clarifies in the celebrity sizzler. Some of it's an accent thing, but we've been saying her name wrong. That after Sia and the sizzler, Unstoppable, Y94.